Start with thoughts of goodwill, or metta. Goodwill is a wish for happiness. For most of us, our goodwill is a manusa vihara. It's not a brahma vihara. In other words, it's partial. We have goodwill for people we like, people we admire, people who've been good to us, people who've been bad to us, or to those we love. It's hard to have goodwill for them on the human level. But we want to raise the level of our minds to make it a brahma vihara. In which case, we have goodwill for all. That doesn't mean we have to like everybody or approve of their behavior. You're not saying, may you be happy whatever you're doing. The basic message is based on the teaching of karma, that people are going to be happy because of their actions. If their actions are skillful, they'll be happy. If their actions are unskillful, it leads to bad results. So when you have goodwill for all, you're basically saying, may all beings be skillful. May they all be heedful. And that kind of attitude is one you have to keep in mind. The Buddha calls it a form of mindfulness, something that you have to be determined on. It doesn't come naturally, universal goodwill. After all, very few beings get to be reborn as Brahmas. There are many more people human, many more people with partial goodwill and partial ill will. So lift the level of your mind. Remind yourself that you're not going to suffer from having goodwill for anybody you don't like. You're actually going to be protecting yourself, because that's one of the main purposes of this practice, is to make sure you don't do anything unskillful. If you act on ill will, even when you think of someone deserves punishment, that's going to become your karma. Your attitude should be, if someone's been misbehaving, may they see the error of their ways, and I'll be happy to help them in that direction in whatever I can. Which means that when you're a good friend, and that's what metta means, it's related to the word metta, or friendship. One of the duties of a good friend is to warn a friend when the friend is getting careless or heedless. Protect the friend from his or her heedlessness. So it doesn't mean just being agreeable and smiling all the time. It means holding other people to high standards and helping them reach those high standards if you can. So try to have that attitude. And it's an attitude you have for everybody without hypocrisy. We would all like to see the world become a much happier place. And it's going to become that way because individual people decide that they're going to become skillful in their actions. So it starts with you. That's why the teachings on how to develop metta start with goodwill for yourself. You're not just saying, may I be happy. You know, that's what the words say in the chant. So what does that mean? May I understand the causes for true happiness and be willing and able to act on them consistently. When you have goodwill for yourself like this, then it's a lot easier to understand what it means to have goodwill for others. It's in this way that the world becomes a better place. Now, there will be cases where no matter how much you want other people to be skillful, they're not going to do that. That's when you have to have equanimity in reserve. All the Brahma Viharas need equanimity in the reserve so they don't become a cause for suffering. But you start with goodwill. You lead with goodwill. And even when you have equanimity, it's for the sake of goodwill for all. That creates the frame for our practice. We're trying to find a happiness that harms nobody. Keep that in mind as you meditate on other topics. It's for the sake of a harmless happiness that spreads all around.